Another reason the gals, all graduates of LSE Law School, had decided that this should be the marathon reunion day. Combining occasions was something they often did. Being so busy with their careers, it was the only way to make sure nothing got overlooked. Throwing back the pale blue striped duvet, Vivi stood as tall as her willowy 5'9" allowed, arched her long back, and gave a lazy side-to-side twist to stretch out her waist. Since ending the intense pre-marathon training, her body had softened slightly, making it, according to Greg, more feminine and curvy, and way sexier. He had a thing about large women, which made his attraction to her a bit of a mystery, given how slender she was. However, they'd been seeing one another for several months, non-exclusively, so their friends weren't living in daily expectation of some significant news. A baby, a wedding, or perhaps something as simple as moving in together. Despite their casual relationship, Vivi had to admit that he was a bit of a dreamboat in his way. Sporty, witty, fiercely intelligent, and very well connected in the financial world, thanks to his gentrified family and their historic ties to the city. When he spoke, it was immediately evident that he came from privileged pastures. However, Vivian strongly doubted that he gave a single thought to the relative ordinariness of her own roots. He wasn't a snob, or not that she'd ever noticed. Nonetheless, she'd never taken him home to meet her family, who still lived in the hopelessly unsophisticated coastal town that Vivi had called home for the first 18 years of her life. She'd moved on since uni, had redefined her focus, and was part of another world that could hardly be more different from the simplicity of her early years. Not that she had changed in character, for she was still the same upbeat and optimistic Vivi that her beloved grandpa used to call Vivivacious. This nickname came from her love of life and people, especially him and Nana Bella, which was what she used to call her grandma on account of her name being Bella. Vivi also adored her younger brother, 19-year-old Mark, and there was no doubt that she loved her mother with all her heart, and knew that her mother felt the same about her. However, their relationship was the most complicated and frustrating part of Vivian's world, which was why she didn't often go home. She'd spent too many years trying to unlock the closed doors in her mother's heart and unravel the secrets Gina had never shared. And now all Vivian wanted was to avoid the confusing and conflicting emotions she always came away with after spending time with her mother. She wasn't giving any of this a single thought on this glorious spring morning, although she expected her mobile to ring at any minute, bringing a dutiful happy birthday call from home. The postman would almost certainly deliver a card from her mother later, and a text would no doubt pop up at some point during the day saying something like, "Hope you're having a fabulous day, but please don't have too much to drink." There wouldn't be a present, because her mother had stopped buying them a few years ago, saying, "I always get it wrong, so there doesn't seem any point in wasting my money. If you want something, just ask." That was Gina all over. In spite of being a glamorous and successful 46-year-old businesswoman with a good sense of humour and plenty of friends, she could be prosaically practical about things that called for frivolity or indulgence. Although, Vivi reminded herself, their surprise trip to Venice a few years ago had proved her mother could be both imaginative and impulsive when she wanted to be. However, it was true to say that Gina was usually awkward with celebrations. And as for showy declarations of feeling, well, that wasn't her at all. Actually, she was nothing, if not a maddening set of contradictions. Because she could be a lot of fun when she wanted to be. And when it came to throwing a party, she didn't do things by half. Things had changed, however.